And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Yes, the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. And if you missed any of the first hour, of course, you can go find it online. It's radio4all.net. Search the program, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. We had a great lineup in the first hour, a little bit of movement. We also chatted with David R. Elliott, an artist from Halifax, Nova Scotia, who also has roots in St. John, New Brunswick. He'll be performing, and he's releasing a new album. You should check that out for sure if you haven't done so already. And we had the first 10. Now we're on to the top 10 of the Earshot 20, which we take from the National Top 50, and that all comes from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? Well, Brian happens to know, and he is going to let you know.
Go check it out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week, the National Top 50, which is compiled from over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations' top 30 albums of the week. And they also have specialty charts in there as well. Electronic hip hop, jazz, folk roots, and blues. Reviews, interviews of many of the artists that were playing this week as well, including Humans and Joel Plaskett. So go check all that and more out right now at earshot-online.com.
By the way, that's Brian, and I'm Anthony. In case Hello. You didn't know, hi out there. And you can get in touch with us a few ways too. It's earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. All right, in this hour, your top 10 plus Stephen Karlick joins us again. He's got a unique song pick this week, something a little bit more quiet, a little more low-key than he usually picks, but interesting and fun all in the same. And, of course, the lowdown, we'll talk a little bit about some of the albums that are charting below the top 20 that are debuting, actually, below the top 20, and we won't hear from them this week, but potential we could. You made some calls last week, and you were right. You were right for sure, especially with a couple of debuts that are now in the top 20 this week. So good for you, Brian.
Then the very next album that we're going to play got my stamp of approval, my guarantee.
Oh, this is the one you get. Well, I won't.
Actually, I think I said that I think it has a really good chance, and then another one I gave guarantee. Now, I'm going to have some big old stamps of approval this week, so if you could work on a sound effect for that, that'd be really great, because that's my new
the stamp approval. It's gonna be something. Yeah Brian, or it's an ominous Brian approves whenever you say it. So all right, well, we'll get into the charts and talk a little bit more about other albums later in the program. We'll kick it off with number 10.
All right, are you in a warm weather mood, Anthony?
I am. It is summer, although I have to wear a lot of clothes for work. So, logoed clothing. So it's hard to really take in the spirit of summer. But I am doing it.
Actually, someone made a joke / noticed something that depending on when people woke up today was what they were wearing when he saw them in the afternoon. If they were out of the house around 7 o'clock, then they were all bundled up in sweaters and wool coats and stuff. But if they got up around 9 o'clock, they were out today in shorts and sandals. But I only asked because I tried very hard to make all of our songs in this next hour summer themed. It sort of happened by accident as I picked the first couple of songs, and it went on from there. I think I only really faltered on one.
I was really hoping there was going to be a segue, so I'm impressed with you.
That's the segue. The very first song, it is a big debut last week. It was number 47. It's all the way up to number 10. It's the new record from Braids, obviously pretty popular independent Canadian pop band on Arbutus. Their new record, Deep in the Iris, and that one, you know, that one's definitely one that we could expect to see staying towards the top for a while now. Their previous records have charted very, very high, and we're going to hear a track called Warm Like Summer. Great Lake Swimmers, we're going to hear A Bird Flew Inside the House. That one's stretching it a little bit. I was like, yeah, birds, spring.
They don't come around. Yeah, it depends. Well, it depends. If it's a seagull, then it's around all the time.
Number nine up from, that's down for number four, A Forest of Arms. And we're going to hear Blue Skies by Catherine Calder. Her latest under file, under music, is self-titles. It's at number eight up from number 10.
Well, I'm excited to see what comes later on in the program. That's summer theme. But here we go. It's Warm Like Summer, Braids. You're number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Needs help. thoughts become concrete and turn into needs. And sad it won't last to the gathering speed. The forest surrounds and it's soothing. Take a deep breath and keep moving. I'm in someone else's shoes and I hear no good in the news. And into the woods so deep, tough as a winter freeze, light as maple keys, where I will earn my key. I'm in someone else's shoes and I hear no good in the news. And I have nothing to lose. Everything's in danger and heaven needs help. I'm in someone else's shoes and I hear no good in the news. That I have nothing to lose. Everything's in danger.
Shot 20. Number 8.
That was Blue Skies by Catherine Calder from her self-titled record at number 8, up from number 10 at number 9, down from number 4, Great Lake Swimmers. And their latest on Network is called A Forest of Arms, and you heard a track called A Bird Flew Inside the House. And we kicked it off this hour at number 10 with Warm Like Summer from Braids. Their new one's called Deep in the Iris. It's at number 10, and it debuted last week at number 47.
It is the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. Hope you're enjoying the countdown and all the great music there is to offer you. And of course, we've got great news to offer you as well. Stuff that you can check out online at exclaim.ca. Stephen Karlick's still online with us. He is the senior editor there and gives us our music news. We're really excited to be chatting about everything this week, although I probably shouldn't have led with that, because this isn't as exciting if you're a fan of Beelines.
It's not all sunshine and roses on the Earshot charts. And that, unfortunately, this week comes in the form of news that Vancouver punk mashers Beelines have unfortunately broken up. It comes at a particularly odd time. They announced that their breakup just at a time when they were kicking off their current West Coast tour. The news arrived over Facebook this weekend, hours ahead of a show in Vancouver, via an event post that now describes their West Coast tour as their last. Quote, "This is the last time Beelines will go on tour. Maybe you should go see them," they wrote above the tour specifics. And as you'll see in the listings at exclaim.ca, the trek goes to Los Angeles and back, so they have some time to spend together before they officially call it quits. When reached by Exclaim about the impending breakup, frontman Ryan Dick stated, quote, "I feel like it's just time. I'm too old to be punk." And he added, quote, "Interested parties are welcome to woo us into a new band." They were, of course, formed out of the ashes of long-gone Vancouver projects Fuck Me Dead and Fun 100. Beelines specialized in a furious and smart-alecky old-school hardcore approach akin to group sex era Circle Jerks and the Adolescents, while also fitting in with the punkier side of Vancouver's Mint Records catalog. Over the years, the band issued 7 Inches on Nominal Records and Kingfisher Blues, and left behind 2 full-length releases, the last of which was 2014's Opening Band, which was out on Dick's Hockey Dad Records and Nominal. You can see the dates of their tour, which are all along the West Coast through Washington, Oregon, and California, and their final date, which is September 11th in Vancouver, BC. So, sad times.
Yeah, I always wonder what it means when a band or a band member says that they're too old for a particular genre. So he's too old to be punk. What's next for him? I don't... Maybe a little Bruce Springsteen-esque sort of stretch?
They're all becoming country singers these days.
Oh,
just ask every single member of Attack in Black.
Well, there you go. So country's where it's at. That's where punk singers go to die, I guess.
There you go.
Oh, man. All right, we've got a couple more stories that we're going to get to here, and we'll move on to news about Mac DeMarco. This isn't sad news. This is great news, as he's... putting more dates into his fall tour.
Yes, Mac DeMarco is never stopping, and he has a new mini album on the way that we've talked about on this program called Another One. The quirky songwriter has added a pile of new dates to his already massive tour schedule, as well as given us a new track to check out. The newly revealed North American leg starts in October and runs for just shy of a month into November. It now includes a trek in Western Canada with 2 shows in Vancouver, not to mention stops in Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon, and Winnipeg. This is, of course, in addition to a hefty spring and summer schedule that includes lots of international dates and North American stops, with August appearances in Toronto and Montreal as well. You can, of course, see the full updated itinerary at exclaim.ca and scroll down past that to hear the newly unveiled Another One cut. This is a cut from his new mini album called The Way You'd Love Her, which is a characteristically slippery example of his wobbly style that he refers to charmingly as jizz jazz. That mini album, Another One, is of course due on August 7th from Captured Tracks. More on that at exclaim.ca.
Awesome stuff. Well, something to look forward to, and what an extensive tour too. There's just all kinds of dates, so all kinds of opportunities to catch Mac DeMarco live.
Yes, indeed.
All right, we've got one more story before we get to your song pick of the week. I like the art for this, in part because I'm a huge fan of ice cream. But anyway, Blur is getting their own ice cream.
They are. As many will know, they recently returned with a new album titled The Magic Whip last month. It was their first new album in over a decade. Very exciting stuff. It's an amazing record. Apparently, the Brit Popsters have just sweetened the comeback by announcing their very own brand of ice cream. Apparently, on Record Store Day, Blur offered up some free ice cream treats to fans outside California record stores. And now they've whipped up their very own flavor of the delicious frozen dessert. If you were wondering what the new album tastes like, the Magic Whip is vanilla ice cream rippled with raspberry coulis. It'll be apparently available in UK shops in June, courtesy of novelty ice cream makers The Licktaters, arriving just in time for the band's UK and European tour dates, where the special blend will also apparently be available. The ice cream is supposed to come with a unique Blur download as well, which is very cool, so we'll stay tuned for that. As of yet, apparently not available in North America, but if you find yourself in the sunny continent of Europe over the summer, you might want to check it out.
The only thing missing from that, and maybe they'll do it at their concerts, is you put a little bit of maybe a dip in the Bailey's, and that would just be nice little ice cream with, oh yeah.
I've
just upped the ante for them. They better give me credit for that.
Are they listening?
I have no idea, but I hope so.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen, as always, thanks very much for all the great news, and you can head over to exclaim.ca to check out more of that. We're going to turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. You'll have to turn your radios up in just a moment. This is a very a sort of quiet, more pensive song. I really wanted to pick it, and I'm glad they've let me do it. It's by a German composer named Nils Fromm. He's been releasing some amazing albums on the label Erased Tapes for the past few years. He has a new soundtrack coming out to a film called Victoria. That album will be released by Erased Tapes on June 15th. The first taste of it comes in the form of a four-minute song titled Them. It's a quiet, beautiful piano ballad. Turn it up really loud and let yourself float away. It's going to be on Earshot Radio right now.
Earshot Extra. Thank you. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Somewhere over the dunes of love, I turn a desert into sea, baby. I swing from the tip of this. I don't know whose problem it is. I don't know whose love to give.
Six. Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Asunder Sweet by Godspeed You Black Emperor, receiving a Brian Seal of Guarantee the week before in the lowdown that they would make it up high this week. They're number 22 last week, number 6. Their newest one is also called Asunder Sweet and Other Distress. At number 7 up one spot, Alabama Shakes Sound and Color, you heard a track called Dunes, and you heard Stephen Carlick's pick this week, which was a track by Niels Fromm called Them.
I'm finding it hard to figure out how Dunes and Asunder Sweet.
Well, that
are
one
summary.
Asunder Sweet, that's one I failed on.
Okay,
that one didn't have many options.
Okay,
Dunes, I disagree. That's absolutely a beach reference. And
is it?
Yeah, you know, the Dunes of PEI. It's good stuff.
I don't know. Well, Dune Buggies. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll give it to you.
And that one, I will fight you on.
Okay. Okay. But but the other one is stretching. I don't know. Asunder Sweet. Maybe
that one. I just didn't have a chance on.
Let's just equate it to Strawberry Shortcake.
Sure.
That's a summary thing,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Okay. All right. There you go. It's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the now top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We've got a few more tracks, and then we're going to be kicking it over to the lowdown. But first, we've got a couple more tracks, and we're going to give those to you right now.
All right, Sea Castle by Purity Ring at number 5. That was last
the
week's
winner.
Number 1 and number 1 for a few weeks in a row. So who's at number 1 this week? You'll have to wait to find out. That album is called Another Eternity. And Met's new one called 2. It's at number 4, up from number 14. You're going to hear The Swimmer.
Keeping with the summer theme. I love it. Here it is, Purity Ring. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I could build a big machine, draw pictures for the walls, hang up all my fragile thoughts, display that you might see a space, a drop, quite the comfort of frailties in me. A space, a drop, quite the comfort of frailties. See my seat. Make slow, get inside and pull on my seat. Get inside and build your castle in the me. Baby, why don't you see my seat? The moon is dead, but she still pulls on me. Get inside and pull on my seat. Throw iron on the fire. I can taste trust your vulnerable parts. Slow so you will start to shut out what's destructed around you. Look at me, I'm a sea, I'm your sea. I'll shut out what's destructed around you. Look at me, I'm a...
Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was The Swimmer by Metz from the album 2 Up from number 14 to number 4 and falling from its spot atop the charts at number 1 for several weeks in a row. This week, number 5, Purity Ring, Another Eternity. You heard Sea Castle.
All right, here we go. Another break from the charts. The last one before we get to the top 3 this week. And it's a segment that we'd like to bring you every week, just giving you some insight into what is charting below the top 20. Of course, as we explain every week, we take the top 20 from the national top 50. We can't play all top 50 every week, but I'd like to give you a little sneak peek at what's debuting below the top 20, has a chance at making it in, and might even get Brian's stamp of approval. We call this segment
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
There are 8 debuts this week below the top 20. Long Walk Short Dock by they have a new record out called Squash Machine, and it's at number 50, up one spot from there. At number 49, Embassy Lights, their self-titled record. Calexico has a new one. It's called Edge of the Sun, and it's at number 48. We jump up to number 46 with Miami Horror, All Possible Futures, and a compilation called The Marshmallow Generation at number 44. Best Coast has a new one on Virgin Records called California Nights. It's at number 40. And we also have a new record by Heat called Rooms at number 35. And this one, I would say, guaranteed to be in the top 20 next week. It is the new record by The Weather Station called Loyalty. It's at number 22.
I am also going to do my my album pick of the week, because I the Marshmallow Generation, I like the name of that.
Oh, Anthony likes goofy names.
Yeah,
approval of the week.
It is good. But which one did you say is going to make it in?
The weather station.
Oh yeah, they were on the charts before too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So that's your stamp of approval. It's going to be like a gavel. It's going to go.
This won't last past this week.
No, probably not. Like many other segments that we have.
I'm too scared to make crazy predictions. Of course, I pick the easy ones.
Yeah, you wouldn't dare pick one that might, you know, might take a chance on it.
At number 50, long walk, short dock. I guarantee that's number one next week.
Wow.
Like, one of the guys that host those, that goofy, really loud guy that hosted a money TV show, and he was telling people about stocks. He's like, I guarantee you should buy this. I don't know. Anyway, I don't even know his name. I don't know the name of the TV show. This story's going nowhere.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. So long walk, short dock. That does follow your summer theme, though. I will say that.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
So it's good. And the weather station. I don't know what's with you.
My next song's debatable. I didn't have very good options on the next one either.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens. Here we go. Three more tracks to bring you. Remember, Brian's on a theme about summer in this hour of the program with his song picks. We'll see what happens here.
All right. At number 3, damn for number 2, Faith Healer, Cosmic Troubles. You're going to hear the track No Car.
Never wanted to go follow in your footsteps. Never wanted to go searching for your soul. But when I close my eyes, I can hear you saying, if there's something that you don't want to know, don't you hang around till the credits roll. Every time I said we got to come together, something told me I was pushing you away. From a distance, I can see it better. You keep your friends close, but your enemies
it's the Earshot 20.
Our new number one this week at number three. The week before that was Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart, their new self-titled collaborative record. You heard a track called Layla. Credits roll by Joel Plaskett. He is back up at number 2 this week, up from number 6, The Park and Avenue Sobriety Test, and Faith Healer Cosmic Troubles at number 3, dropping just one spot. And you heard a track called No Car.
That's Brian. I'm Anthony. And that is the countdown for another week. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what the show is, well, it's the Earshot 20. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation every week from earshot-online.com. And we broadcast and record out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Broadcast first on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you are downloading the program from radioforall.net or podcasting the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us again when we have another countdown to bring you, and that will be in a couple of weeks. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is Earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.